But just the physical grind of it is just amazing. You never get sleep. You never get the correct sleep. If you're on a bus, you know, you're moving all the time. You go from concert to bus to hotel to concert to bus to hotel and do it all over again. On the other hand, you get to see a lot of stuff. And you can sleep on your days off. So, you know, with airplanes and all that kind of routine, I don't have to tell you now, after our unfortunate 911, that that's become just, you know, make it 10 times more difficult. I can't imagine how the roadies do it, having to cart everything onto airplanes, get everything checked. They must have to be there 5 hours before a flight. So, it's a grind. I think that's what gets more people than anything else in this business.
I went on vacation for a week to the Caribbean, and I came back with no tan, so it was kind of an embarrassment.
Your tan's not bad, bro. It's okay. You look pretty good. Yeah.
You're a sexy bitch.
You also have the problem internally of bands where members may not agree with each other, and bands have a tendency to break up. So in terms of the most challenging aspects, I guess the fact that you've got to be prepared for everything, and you can come in the morning with the best laid plans of what you intend to do through the course of the day, but one phone call can send you off on a tangent, and you have to deal with problems or cancellations or shows that may not be selling as many tickets as you would hope, but you may have to move to a smaller venue, or as I said, weather problems, artists potentially not wanting to play certain dates. It's a multitude of problems.
So what does the future hold for Linkin Park?
So far, with this CD, with Hybrid Theory, I'm a big fan. This is an absolutely excellent CD. And I'm just hoping that the next one that they release is just as good as this one, because then I definitely will be a fan for a very long time.
We just, like, focus on our shows and our fans. Like, that's pretty much what we're about, is, like, just playing shows for our fans and, like, getting down there and, like, talking to as many of them as we can and hanging out with them. And I think that is also key to, like, the reason why we're getting the success that we're getting so fast, is the fact that, like, we kind of have, like, a real connection with our fans, and our fans are the best fans in the world.
Oh, I think they can wait. They totally sold out every show that they did, and I think certain bands, if you keep the build and you keep in the press a little bit, and you're still hitting the radio market, which is a huge, huge, of huge importance in the United States. If you don't have a radio hit, it's darn near impossible to sell a lot of records. And so, you know, if they have that one hit and it's still charting, it's still being played, and, you know, or another hit too, 5 years down the line, they can release another record and still be, you know, big.
Some of the band's critics describe them as a manufactured rock boy band. Screw you, man. You can only dream that you were this good.
The words that they're saying are, like, they're down to earth, and, like, it might be picked up as trendy, and, like, since the music's really good, everyone might start liking it. So therefore they might, like, give them that kind of name because they're popular and because people understand where they're coming from. But I think they're a little bit different than other bands might be. Definitely, I don't think that they're, like, metal boy band type of thing.
Following the success of their debut album, the guys have decided to release a remix album. Looks like you metalheads are gonna have a bit more hip-hop in your lives.
It's like I said, if you make, you know, good music, you know, and you believe in yourself and you persevere and never give up, you know, it's no way that you can lose. At some point, you'll get your chance. At some point, you will succeed. And I don't know what that success may be, but it's at some point, you know, you'll get your just deserve.
Well, my advice to them would be what my advice would be to anybody who's trying to accomplish anything, which would be just don't give up. No matter what happens, no matter what rational thought pattern goes through your head that you feel like, okay, it's better if I go do this instead of this. If you really want to be successful in music, through the ups and downs, the hard times, the days that it seems like it's just not meant for you, don't give up.
I don't know. People say it's the world's toughest business. I think
life in general is as tough as you make it, you know. And I've always figured, you know, we're not saving lives, we're making music. And sometimes you've got to get a perspective, like it's songs and it's making people happy.
Well, this is real simple. If it doesn't matter who we are, how good we are at what we do in the industry, without the talent, without the artist, there is no business. And eventually it comes back to the talent. You can have quick hits that are made in the studio by producers, sound, but over a long period of time, the acts that sell the big numbers, have the big album sales, are artists with unique talent. And without those, we don't really have a business. And if you look at the history of the business, the Beatles all the way, the great artists are down to talent. Without that, you know, without the talent, I wouldn't have a job.
Even the teen fans, I think we might have been talking about them today as if they're, you know, kind of sheep being led around. I also think they're very fickle and they're very sophisticated too. I think to a large extent it does come down to the music and, you know, to the hooks, to the songs, and, you know, not to say that anyone with great songs or great hooks is going to make it, but I think without that, even the savviest project might not succeed.
Whatever happens to Linkin Park, you can expect these guys to continue doing great music. They've come a long way since their beginnings, and they're still only on their first album. You can be sure there has to be more to come.
I think the second album does take longer. I think when a band's had a first album that's been very successful, then they tend to worry about the failure of a second album, as if that's going to make and break their career. You know, they have a second album that dives, we're never going to do well again. And I think sometimes people are a little too serious about it.
I'd say if you didn't like, you know, alternative type of music, if you just check them out and listen to their albums, I can guarantee out of all those songs, you at least like half of them, at least. Even if you didn't like that type of music, definitely say to just give them a chance and try them, and you'll be guaranteed to like them.